This is my 25th year at my day job. I've been here so long that I'm surprised that they even let me come back in. I'm at a point now where people can actually say, "You still work here?" And the answer is yes, I still work here. So now I had 2 weeks off. I took 2 weeks off in a row, and it's my first day back. And I do not remember my employee ID number. I don't even know how to log in. It went out in 2 weeks. You know how you have a Monday through Friday job, you do it for 25 years. At some point, it kind of becomes muscle memory, but with me, it was like, hey, we're still on vacation. I have now become that guy that if you ask me a question I should know, like, hey, how old are you? I hesitate because I have to think about it and you wonder if I'm lying to you. I avoid people sometimes just because I don't know how to answer questions. Cops, definitely. You know, they ask me the most basic questions, like, what are you doing here? It's like, I really don't know. Why do you sound so suspicious? I don't know either. If you only knew how old I am. It didn't kick in until I was in the parking lot. I was pulling in. And I remember the first three digits because it was like, I think it was the street that I used to live on. Then it was like, okay, maybe it's this. It starts with a one, possibly. And you know how, like in movies, that the door is coming down and it's just, you're about to get trapped outside. And I just snuck right in before the door closes. I am more embarrassed if I have to go talk to the person that doesn't even know my employee ID number and my password, and I have to go. You may not believe this, but even when I'm at home, I don't really remember my username and my password. I actually hate logging in. You know, if you tell me, hey, what's your login and what's your password? You have to log into this account. I just walk away. Like, you know what? That's just a little too much for me. I don't know if I really want to do this right now. I walk away and people go, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm this old. I'm this old that I'm actually walking away because I don't want to deal with this. Many moons ago, like, I was that guy that had to remember other people's phone numbers that I could just go to a payphone and just dial it in. Even if it's like, hey, you have to go call this person. I'm like, okay, I'll call this person. It'd be in my memory. By the time I go to the payphone, it's like, all right, it's not that hard, because they actually have this little dash. It's like, you just remember the first three numbers first, right? Then they dash it for you. Then it's another four. Like, okay, I think I can do this. God forbid that they live in a different area code. That's another three digits. I was also the guy that had to remember your birthday. But now, with smartphones, you become me. Here's another confession. I don't know more than half of the people at work's names. I know their faces, some of them, but I don't know their names because I'm not going to put in effort when they're going to quit. It's a tough job, and I go, what's the minimum for them to be recognized and for me to go, hey, what's that guy's name? It's gotten to the point where it's embarrassing. It's like, I really don't know this guy's name. This guy knows my name, but I just don't know his name. And it's going to be weird now. I'm like, hey, man, what's your name? There was this guy I had to look for. I think they told me, go talk to Carl. And I go into the office. I was like, I'm looking for Carl. Then they pointed at a guy. And they're like, he's over there. I was like, where? And the guy was staring right at me. I go, where is he? And they're like, he's right there. And the guy's staring right at me. And he goes, you wouldn't be talking to me otherwise. So I know that you must be looking for me. this is when I realize I have become that guy that we all hate. Our parents.